Alright, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on another episode of Random Beacons. I believe this episode, whatever it is. On today's episode, we have Ashley. Shit.
It's Ash.
Yes, let's...
Well, love, why isn't it Ashley?
It's just Ash. Don't ask questions. It's Ash. Do you ask why gravity works? Do you ask why a bear shits in the woods?
That is not even comparative.
If you don't ask those questions, there's no need to ask why Ashley is not Ashley and Ash.
But it's a government name, Ash.
Yeah.
Actually?
Don't swear the small stuff, Beston. You swear to the small stuff here. You're doing cardio work here, man.
It's 2020, eh? If I want to call myself they, you know what I'm saying? Let me be.
Exactly. If you want to go to sleep and eat, you're an eat.
Why are you questioning? Why are you questioning?
Don't swear this. You're doing cardio with the small stuff. Wait, don't need to sweat it.
I understand.
Exactly. So on today's episode, we have one of our favorites, Ash. Take two. Does it make sense that we keep talking to track people all the time?
Yeah. Hey, if they make it big, I mean.
Yeah.
Think about Ash, it. Are you going to?
Huh? Cool.
Sorry.
I didn't want to say that, but I knew we were going to do it, so I just let you do it.
Look at this shameless boy.
I didn't want to say it, but I knew you were. Because once Abdul said it, I was like, bro, I'm going to dunk you. I'm going to dunk you.
What?
No, because I'd say it more insultingly.
Yes, fair enough. Ashley knows I mean well every time.
the OG one, you know this thing he said? So Ashley, we've been on track for 3 years. How are you, bud?
That's not
I can testify on this one. I remember you saying that.
Well, that's not what I said. It's probably something like, Ashley, you've been doing track for 3 months. Why are you not good enough? Something like that.
It was 3 years. It was like years, not months.
I was like, doing track for like 3 years. Like, why are you not good enough yet? Something like that. I don't think I said bad.
Okay.
Did I say
we know what you meant.
Do you remember
though.
The exact words I said?
Do you remember the exact words you said?
No. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's
so
you gotta cue the replay.
Best is the one that has listened to the podcast over and over and over. So I'll believe him.
You gotta cue the replay on this one. Bro, it's off season right now for track though in general. So like, what have you been up to?
I've just been working, hitting the gym. You know.
You know this is probably increase your energy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've just been working a lot. Yeah, I work every day.
Something I kind of need to.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, bro,
making money.
Okay,
and the camera.
I think it's just
Okay, good. That's all that matters.
For what I need,
that's all that matters. Are you making enough?
You're making enough to live that life.
Yeah,
the life you want to live, right?
I mean, I still live at home, so.
I don't really need to.
I'm pretty sure.
The life she wants to live.
She's not making enough yet for that. You're not making enough. Okay. Shaking ass on a yacht.
That's not the life I want to live. So
honestly, anytime I say,
I'd love to shake my ass on a yacht.
No.
If you are getting paid for it, though,
I'm getting paid $50 for every ass shake.
For every jiggle.
Pause. My ass will jiggle.
The ass going jiggle.
I've seen that for school like on like hinge profiles. It's like, what do you want to do? I want to shake my ass on the head. I'm like, Jesus Christ. That's stress free. Yeah, you got yourself out.
Bro, what would be your hinge? Like, if you guys look at Beston, what would we say is like his hinge, like,
profile?
Profile, like to describe him. What would we say? What would we say that Beston wants to do? What's his interest? And they ask gender.
His is like, it's almost mostly similar, like, straight, to Tinder. Right?
He's mostly straight. Like,
yeah,
Tinder.
No, straight, but yeah. I don't know. I feel like I don't know Beston enough to, like.
Yeah. You don't.
We can say, like, competitive, but like.
He's a very serious guy. Bro.
Competitive, too serious. Can get away too fast and lose it too fast.
Oh, yeah, that happens a lot.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Last week.
Yeah. What else? He's always down to drive. So, like, he can drive a boat. He might not be shaking his ass on it, but
he can be romantic sometimes.
Is that true? I am romantic.
Is romantic.
I've never seen it. It's never been like that.
Some people will say otherwise, but I'm romantic.
Okay.
One my guy be going on picnics and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I ain't never taken a girl on picnic before.
No, it's a sweet day, like taking a girl on a picnic.
What's the most romantic thing you've done?
I've never gone on a picnic in my life.
Oh, that's a good question, Besson. We want to know, man.
Yeah.
Do you find dine girls?
Huh?
Dine?
Fine dine. Like
restaurants?
Take them.
Yeah, like nice, like...
Like the best restaurant I've gone to, like with girls.
Like, do you go out to find good restaurants?
Oh yeah, sometimes like, you know what, this month you're going to like a restaurant.
Like, do you guys like dress up and shit?
Oh yeah, of course. Goodness. You cannot not dress up.
Goodness the fuck.
You cannot not dress up.
She's clapping, like, eh?
Just like going to like this restaurant I went to, like Susul. It's a beautiful.
Oh, that's that. I've been wanting to go there, but I haven't.
It has a. I went there like in pandemic, so like it was less people there. It was.
Actually,
it's easy to get a reservation during that time, but now it's very difficult because everyone's out. Everyone's staying at your hotel. It's just like chill vibes, candlelight and stuff. But actually, I wouldn't say my best, but the most romantic get done is like, you know, like the picnic. I didn't know about the picnic, it was actually a first date. That was fucking risky as hell.
A first date?
That was risky as hell.
Goodness.
That's cute shit, bro.
What did you
That's
cook
too cute.
Food
That's
something?
Too cute shit.
Nah, you I just basically.
The emergency said like, no. After
she
like,
likes picnics.
That was the first time I bought games. I actually bought Jenga for her.
So. Besson did his research.
I'm proud of that.
I'm
proud of my man.
That's cute, but a first date? Is
yeah, it
crazy.
Was.
Yeah, I was thinking like.
No, I was like, my man, I was like, shit, this went, how am I going to top this?
Yeah.
I was thinking like second.
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah
third.
Is that thing?
Like, when you get a gift or you do a gesture that is like too good that tomorrow you're like, now I have to top this.
Oh, yeah, you might have to top it.
If we don't talk, it's not an issue, I don't think
in that way, bro. Like, if I'm going out on a girl, I'm always a vibe, so like anything I do, I'm gonna have fun. Like, it's always like I make sure like we're enjoying ourselves, so like
what about gifts,
huh?
What about gifts?
I don't give gifts, so I never think about that. Okay, no, I have never met anyone who's their love language is giving gifts, and I'm thankful for that, bro, because I don't like buying gifts.
What if they demand it from you? What if they demand it from you?
What if
they
what?
Like, they won't physically say it, but you would just.
I mean, if they want gifts, they got. I mean, if I care about them, I'll give them gifts.
That one. When they trick you. Okay, I say trick. My goodness. Oh my god. Don't come after me. I mean, like it's not guilt trip, but like, you know, when you know they're getting you a gift, you kind of have to get them a gift, don't you?
No.
Yeah.
Goodness.
No.
Goodness.
You don't feel awkward.
Your niggas are tripping. Actually, thank you very much,
bro. You know what? You know what? It's not awkward for me because I remember like back
so you
in
say
elementary.
Thank you. You take it. Like,
we used to do like.
Yo. No, I didn't say. I'm not mango.
You're
not
bringing
mango.
Me gifts, and I'm just here like.
No,
you know,
no. But if you know you guys are dating, and it's Christmas time.
I've never been in a relationship during Christmas. Like me, I'd be avoiding relationships during holidays, bro.
Yeah, bro.
It's almost there.
I want a relationship during Christmas because I've never had a relationship on my birthday. My birthday
really?
Christmas.
Never.
Damn. Bro, let's see what
it gets on his birthday.
Nah, bro.
I've never had a girl on my birthday, bro. My birthday is like recovered from like a past relationship.
Shit.
Low key though, if I had a girl, my birthday month would be nice because I got my birthday on February 6th and then it's like Valentine's and it.
No, you know Valentine's is your
Valentine's
is your input, it's not her input.
I feel like Valentine's. Yeah. I feel like Valentine's.
In Asia, it's the opposite.
White people holiday.
No, it's not a white people. No,
it's not a white people holiday.
Bro, say that to your girl. You're single right there, bro.
What do you mean?
Because what you're trying to say is you're trying to avoid giving gifts because that's what she will hear. Mm. She will hear that you're trying to avoid giving her a gift on Valentine's by changing the importance of the gift or turn of the day rather whatsoever.
Have you guys ever been on a Valentine's date?
No. Oh yeah, birthday and Valentine. We've been single for that. Even when I'm talking to a girl, I don't talk like February. I start talking.
Is that talking like February?
Bro, it's during exam. Who has time? It's during usually around that time. It's exams.
Yeah.
It's always exam on my birthday.
Yeah, February's midterm.
February
is
nice.
Yeah.
February's
midterm.
That's exam to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Actually, what's the most romantic thing you've done?
Or someone has done to you.
No.
I don't think I've ever done anything romantic.
I was about to say
to be honest.
The premise that she's done something is first of all your problem.
No, like I actually don't think I've ever done anything romantic. Let me think.
What about it?
What's something romantic that have been done to you?
Neither.
Okay, but no, that's kind of cute. My boyfriend at the time, he wrote me like a little.
So he has expired.
Yeah.
Yes.
Expired.
Why are you like that?
He wrote me like a little letter.
Oh, that's cute.
A little love letter, yeah.
Yeah. But See, I found this thing weird, right? The things that women would find, like, really, really attractive, they really, truly find attractive, are, like, the things you disrespect. Like, the things that you want, like, oh,
because it's a that small works. Thing. Yeah.
It's exactly. It's
bro,
exactly
listen, huge. Have you ever received, like, a freaking love letter? Man, that shit hit different. You don't got to be a girl, too. Like, I got that yeah. one time, bro. I treasure that shit, bro.
Nah, bro.
A girl wrote you a love letter?
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of us have hit me the way. I mean, I've never received one before.
Bro, you nah, you gotta no, get best, one
best
first, bro.
Best no, not even, no. I've received
an appreciative message.
Before. I was gonna say, Bestin, not even love letter, even appreciation messages, like, yeah. they send you letters. Mm. Bestin, I know myself personally, I cleared out my wardrobe and shit, like, where I used to store files and shit, like, a couple, I'm gonna say, like, last year, end of last year, months ago. But, like, when I was going through, I was seeing a lot of appreciation messages. Bro, I start that shit up to build my ego. When I'm down,
of course.
I can just pull that shit out. I just start reading all the thank you people are giving to me. Like,
of course.
On my life, since like ninth grade, I'm like, I store some of those things. I'm like,
of course.
Bro, those things are good. Imagine how much more love letter would do.
Miracle, like dead ass, like last year at my job, you know, when I was working full time, single email that I got from a customer saying thank you for what I did because I'm fucking good at my shit, I saved that email. Anytime I get a customer that's giving me headache just and I'm on the phone with them, bro, they're all in one one file. Just open that shit and I start looking at it. I'm like,
that's my
no, yes. you're gonna send me the email after the call. A lot of times they'll say thank you at the end, and some of them they even go beyond and actually send me like literally emails.
Yeah,
and that hits different, bro. That hits different.
Goes a long way. It's crazy how far appreciation goes.
Like,
I feel like it'll be a lot for guys though, because I feel like we don't get that a lot.
They don't get it a lot.
You know what I'm saying?
Stereotype. For what?
Is that stereotype? Is that the right word, or is that an assumption?
That what?
That guys don't get appreciated
enough.
I think as much
as girls.
Guys don't appreciate as much because.
Or guys don't take appreciation. Is it a thing that guys don't take?
No, appreciation? But by appreciation, like I mean, even like compliments. For example,
does someone have to walk up to you and literally tell you how great you are? What about like in the action mode or just the smile?
Can you repeat that?
What about in their actions or just the
smile?
Doesn't that show that they're great? Like what I'm saying, like the assumption that we don't get, that guys don't get appreciated. Like, is that an actual assumption or is that just like we just don't notice that the appreciation is there?
It's a general appreciation for men in general. And then the general, like, individual appreciation doesn't get as much. That's what I'll say. Like individually, I'd say some things I don't appreciate enough. You niggas.
all of you appreciate us, eh?
Who doesn't appreciate who? Who doesn't appreciate who? But it's like the individual things you don't really get appreciation for. That's how I see it, right? But like the general thing, like men are getting appreciated for the shit they do. Like, yeah, I have a fucking award show for them. The Oscars, the Grammys. What do you think? Like, best. There's always been like, they had best. You see, they had best singer. And then they had, and I created best male singer and then best female singer just to appease the woman. See? And it's still not
Hey, you gotta.
Bro, it's 2020. You know, I heard that for the song of Canada, I think they want to remove the sun.
I thought they already did.
I think. I recently heard about it.
It's not just that. It's no longer sun. It's not. You know when you go to that. In all our sons come. Now it's in all of us.
What?
Yeah, because apparently Sam is just a guy, so...
The God keep our land. They're not changing yet, but...
I mean, this
why?
One...
To what?
It was... What? This
bro, everything has to be changed. It's 2020.
It'll be like, blood, keep our land. Yeah, I don't know what it would be. It'll be something. It might be gangs. It might be gangs. That's because I'm putting there, because God is too much for Canada to understand. It just... We gotta understand that this used to literally be...
Dominant of Canada.
Historically, this place used to, this church, this country was pretty much a church.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get more ceremony and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
God keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada. Miracle, I'm singing for you, man. You've been singing since the beginning.
No, don't.
Sorry,
don't.
No, I'm saying.
Don't sing. Don't sing.
Don't encourage me.
Bro, I just started. We still started working out.
Wait, Ashley, you sing?
Do I sing?
Ashley, yeah, you have good vocals.
Ashley, you sing? Can you sing?
Can I sing?
You want a freestyle for it?
How much are you paying me?
How much are we paying you?
Yeah.
How much do you want? What do you want to be paid in?
We'll give you a slice of pizza.
No, what do you want to be paid in?
Did you just say a slice of pizza?
Where's the pizza?
Okay, I'll give you 500. Actually, I'll give you
$50. $50? The same?
50.
15?
50. 15. 50.
50. 50. 50.
Yes. 50. Yeah, 50. All right, I know where you're going with that, but
it's coming from his bank account, though.
I can read this nigga's mind now.
50. 50. All right, yeah. I'll give her a beat.
To sing?
Yeah, 50.
50?
No, like
Ashley.
Comment. Nah. Hey. Oh, yeah,
50 what?
Ashley,
50
you're what? Not considering on the beat.
50 what?
50. 50. 50. Ashley.
You want 50? Like, we're giving you 50. Let's go Ashley, for the freestyle.
The beat, man. Mm-hmm. It's coming
up. No, I feel like I'm getting played right now.
I don't trust you. We're not players here.
I don't trust you. No. Money first, voice later.
What?
We got it. We got enough if it's worth our money, though, eh?
Like, just give us a sample.
Okay, give me a word.
Water.
Niggas, how the fuck is that the same thing that came to your
mouth? I was about to say Ricky Dean and I said water.
You ready?
Okay. Wait, no, I need a new word. I can't think of anything that rhymes with water.
Water. Hey. We're in the lab, so
okay.
Water fountain.
Cooking in the lab. Let me hop in the cab. About to go to...
Water. Go lift the bar. But it... Oh my
god. Put it in the
car. Oh man, I was about to yeah. Hey, look at that. Water fountain after that.
Water fountain. Water fountain. Water fountain.
Miracle, how do we get there?
No, like, I don't know. I don't know how
it's okay. Lab to ass, like.
There's natural progression, but it's
not. Let's start a new one. Let's start a new one. A new word. Let's see.
I think that might be that.
That might be it.
I think that's good.
That might be enough.
All right, we're back for a second segment.
So where's my money, though?
Your money?
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the second segment of this episode. Thank you for being with us. Now we're about to pan it back to Ashley because she wants to let loose, right? You're right to let loose, right?
Ash, yeah.
When shall I eat?
Sorry. I apologize. You're going to
put it.
She wants to smoke.
She wants to smoke, so we're going to let her. My question today to you or to all of us actually was, are they. How do I phrase this question?
Are there any actions that are inherently?
No. That's not how I phrased it. Let me look at how inherently
black.
Inherently.
Exactly. Errol, do we act like black people? And then in a bracket, I put like, are there black discriminate behaviors?
What does that mean?
That so, like, I say, like behaviors that would say like you know sometimes you come to my house and like you open the pack of the pack of cashew and there's pepper in it.
Yeah, but I don't think that's black.
People showing late at events.
People showing up late to an event. And I don't think that's only black, but I'm just saying.
I love my point looking at me.
Why are you looking at him like that? You know, our inherent love for granots and, you know, spicy chips.
Stop. Let's face lateness first.
Mm-hmm. All right,
because me have an issue. So if you're listening to this and you know,
not
me,
like,
and you are Nigerian, I'm about to do things with you. Please, because all things happen, right?
But this is not just Nigerian, bro.
It's
not blacks all over the US. Same shit.
Yeah. I was talking to one of my Jamaican friends,
bro.
Sorry.
Bessie has passion right now. Yo, Miracle.
Told me that 20 minutes is when black Jamaican time starts. Some shit like that.
I was like, one. The time at 4 p.m., right? And I, at 4:05, I'm like, shit, I'm late. Because me, I like to be on time. If you say it's going to start by 6, please tell me 6. Don't, like, tell me, don't tell me four.
Bro,
because I will show up at 5. I will show up at 4 or 5, right? And I'll still have show up for events at 4 o'clock, and the hall is not open.
You'll be decorating the space.
No, nigga, I locked myself in my car. You don't know me. My car is 10:10 now, bro. This is my event. I go to the back, play music,
Where's gas you like that, eh? Because it's hot. You're in Winnipeg.
Chances are one.
Open. Go. I drive my car out of there. Come find the nearest park. Park my car there.
Tim Hortons. Bro,
I go to the park. Because park is, Tim Hortons is like, parks are more open. It's more when you can wind all your windows. The air will hit you. And put out the car. I just listen to music only.
I just have a question.
I'm not sure I'm pissing off, right? I'll call them like, they are coming, right? And then I'll like, okay, I'll go back after an hour. I go check them out. I'll go check. And they come like maybe 1 hour, 20 minutes late.
Bro.
With confidence.
They'll be greeting you.
Oh.
Hey, yo, boy, how are you?
With so much arrogant calmness.
My guy.
I went for an event this Saturday that just passed. They said check-in was for 10 a.m. So, you know, me, who woke up at 9:30, was so upset with my brother because we both had to go to this event together. I rushed him out of the house because it was supposed to be check-in at 10 a.m. I was so upset with him because we had to leave the house here at like 9:55 or something like that. So we got there at like 10:05. I'm walking in at 10:05 and there's already put a setting up there. I'm checking in. I'm like, where's everybody else?
Is it a black
like,
event?
They're like checking in from 10 to 10:15. I was like, so I didn't eat breakfast for this. So I rushed out of my house and I rushed my brother didn't eat breakfast. I rushed my breakfast. I was standing and eating because I was like, we're already late. We don't have time to be sitting and chilling on our phones and eating. Like, we got time in the world. We ain't got time anymore. I got there. I was like, I could have just did at home. We could have just eaten and like, maybe even watch TV, done the laundry, done our chores.
In present day, I just like it. It says 5 p.m. At 5 p.m., I'm still in my bed. I won't move. And then at 5 p.m., when I start getting ready. Because I've learned. Because I came here, right? I walked in, I was just like, sort of like, I didn't go to much like black events, black parties and stuff like that in high school. So what I went to was white events, everything I went to, everything was on time. So I always strive to be on time. So I was really embedded in my head. Now, after the pandemic, I got connected with a lot of people. So I started doing like maybe events with like Nigerian people. And I like more African people. And I show up early. And it's like I committed a crime by showing up early. Because when you show up early and then you call them, it's like they're like, why are you there at 4 p.m.? Because they don't say that, but you feel the vibe from them, like, why are you early?
That's embarrassing, honestly. Like,
at first it pissed me off, but I was like, you know what? I'm not moving. Like,
no, what gets to me is just how proud people are. Like, they will show up and you ask them, you know how I am, nigga. If you late, I'm gonna ask you. I'll be already pissed off at that point. Why are you late? And be like, I'm black. I'm African, bro. I will slap the amount of time I wanted to slap people. If you didn't know my parents, I will slap you. 2 weeks ago, or last week. I was actually at a wedding, you know what I'm saying? I was at the door. So I had all the power, you know what I'm saying? I was like, I went there and I was like, anybody who comes too late and they're not important, I'll tell them they're not on the list and I will return them. That was a plan. That was my time to have vengeance, man. But my sister that got married, she's very, very punctual, man. It's like, it's weird. Like, she was on time and she told everybody to come on time. Like, if you're not on time, they're not going to let you in, bro. 60% of them were actually on time. I was shocked. It started at 6. They started showing up at like 6:30, which is okay. The white people started showing up at like 5:30. We had to tell them to stop, to wait. But the black people, they show up an hour after, you know, 6:30. And I was like, you know what? This is an improvement. Because this, I've been telling people, like when I organize my own party, 50-50, 50 whites, 50 blacks. The people that show up on time will have the food. Anybody that comes late, you come to dance or whatever. You're missing the food.
You come for the vibes.
Bro, something has to change, man. Because sometimes I sit down and think, how would we go about to like improve this? Because at this point, a lot of people are like really identified with this. And they're very, very proud of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you literally organize something and you tell somebody to like, hey, the event starts at 5. I have a friend of mine, like a couple months ago, she organized like a birthday for her parents. This is why I don't want to do it for my parents as much as I want to. I know I'm going to be so pissed off.
on the envelope, it says it starts at 5 p.m. and told everybody, confirm if you can get there on 5, if you have kids. Like, you know, we got to let us know so we can start on time. Everybody said they'll be there on time. Motherfuckers are showing up at 9:30, bro. 9:30. The food was cold. I was serving alcohol. Nigga, I was tired of just sitting down and just waiting. 9:30, bro.
That's not.
You know what's impressive about this, man? Like this is when this happens. I don't get mad. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, y'all gotta be psychics. They all show at the same time, bro. They all start walking in at the same time. I'm like, did you guys had a separate group chat? You know, discussing like what time you guys gonna show up?
Yeah,
it makes no sense.
I can actually relate to that because sometimes I'm late for something. I call Miracle. Like, why are you there? You're late. I'm like, you meet today. And it's like,
yeah, but why are the odds, man? Like, yeah. You invite 100 people, man.
It actually makes me feel better that he's not there yet. I've been serious. It makes me feel better that somebody.
Many times you go to an event, we're almost always going around that same time. Like, yeah. Around that general, like, 5 minutes ish late, we're kind of
sometimes I'm dressing up too early and I call. And like, you guys know where
I'm like, nah.
I took off my shoes.
Like, the place is 8 minutes away from my house. I'm leaving at the exact time he says. Like, if he says it's at 5, if it's 8 minutes from my house, if it's less than 10 minutes, I'm leaving at 5.
If it's 10 minutes from my house, I'm trying to beat it at 9.
Imagine, bro, you do that and you catch a ticket just because you don't want to show up on time.
But if you know the amount of time that I've gone to, like, things and I show up, like, exactly, like, I always time, like, I walk in by, like, if I was 10 a.m. I walk in at 10 a.m. I'm good at like timing it in, but the problem is that for African people, if you time it, yeah, early. No, when you're, see, being late is not an offense, being early is actually an offense for African events. That's how I see it. Like, being early is an offense because, one, sometimes you're early and nobody's even there, you have to call somebody, come and get the door open and stuff like that, and it happens, and
now they have to come early. Not even early. They have to come semi late. They have to come a little earlier than the late you plan to come. So it's a bit weird.
There was on that list. There's like lateness. What was the second one? Was lateness? There was a few after that.
In general, on my list. No, I was asking like, what are some behaviors that we say that are black discriminate? Like, are behaviors that we say like, oh yeah, did this behavior this person exhibited, like, yeah, they give black vibes. Or they give white vibes. You know, that kind of thing. That was why I was asking you when you were telling us something about what you saw.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was saying because I met someone the other day for the first time who, like, I talked to on, like, Snapchat or whatever on social media, and they were like,
I never saw your face.
No, they saw my face. Like, they know what I look like, but, like, we never, like, spoke, like, in person. They never heard my voice, I guess. I don't know.
Oh.
But they said, they're like, oh, you're not what I expected. Like, they said they thought I had white parents, they thought I was adopted by white people. Until they met me, they were like, oh, you're actually not like that, like I thought you. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh my god.
I was
god.
Kind of offended. I was like, why did you think that?
Oh, that would piss me off too.
Yeah. But the reasons they gave me, like, they weren't even valid. I don't know. He said the way that I talk, like, because I talk so proper. I was like,
goodness. Bro, that shit.
So the nah. black. Discriminates is black
people. You have to talk ghetto. If you don't talk ghetto, like you don't act
that
black.
That might be one of the reasons why, like, I'm black, but I honestly I tell you guys that I'm usually more of a victim of microaggressions than actual like racism towards me. Maybe because I carry myself kind of proper.
Oh, I think no, because when you walk into
a room, and I always walk into a room with a big smile on my face, exactly. and I look well dressed and like. Now I look like a crook a bit because Ben has been letting me know for the past 4 weeks that I look like what was the last
you look black to, now
no, walk through the door you say you look like a
part-time dyke
random ass like shots at me. I'm just like, yeah, so that's kind of idea of who I get about me nowadays, which makes sense because of the way my hair is now. But I know that before I used to be like well dressed, I have good grades, you know, I talk proper. I don't hang out with a lot of like bad influences. I'd say, but indeed, so quote unquote bad influences. So like, maybe I didn't get like I wasn't like, a victim of a lot of like.
But the issue is that when black people do something wrong, it's like it's because of their blackness.
It's because they're black.
Mm-hmm. When white people do something wrong, it's individual.
Oh.
It's David is bad. like white David is bad. It's not white people are bad. White David is bad. Black people are bad because black David did something. Like it is, it's the weirdest thing. I'll never get my hand around.
Yeah. So what I was saying that like if you look on like a social media, most like black women that are typically go viral, women that are really acting like really, really ratchet, right? And typically that would be like representation of like how black women are, like to some people that don't hang around like black people, right? And then they'll start having ideas like, oh, this is what I should expect. But then when you meet somebody that actually act proper like a regular person, it throws you off. You know what I'm saying? When it, yeah. whether it comes for women or just black people in general, you see most like I'll say most like white folks are, you know, trying to act cool or whatever, they're gonna go listen to hip hop. Those are the things they're gonna hear. When they see a black person who doesn't talk like those hip hop artists, who doesn't move like that, all of a sudden, you know, this is not what I was expecting. Yeah, if you're not talking about like, yo, I'm come beat you up, or I got a gun in my house or some shit like that, it's like,
okay, but I don't get why it has to be, if you talk proper, you act a certain way, whatever, that's associated with white. Like, why can't you just be a proper black person?
Yeah, like,
or just a proper person.
Yeah,
yeah.
Even that proper black person says an issue.
Like just a proper person.
Yeah,
isn't that it?
Which yeah,
most times I feel
the one I've gotten, like one I've gotten most because I'm light skinned is a question of, oh, which of your parents is white?
People ask you that.
Really?
I've got that question like a lot here, and it's not white people that are asking me. It's like
black
and Indians, Middle Eastern and Indians that control which of your parents are white.
Wow.
And I'm just like, okay.
See, people don't know the difference between biracial and like.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the difference
biracial. But Loki, I kind of used to struggle with that too, bro. Like, just biracial and just white people in general. Like, there's some black people like in my team. They're like, to me, like, you know, I'm so fresh off the boat, man. I'm playing football, and like, they tell me they're black. I look at them like, you're not black.
Yeah,
you're like, yeah, I'm black. Like, they'll be like, all the black kids in the team, let's come take a picture together. And then you see this nigga walking. I'm like, boy. You don't look black, man. You look Indian to me. No offense to them. Like, I honestly used to struggle with it, but obviously me, I never say that shit out loud. I'm smart enough to keep my mouth shut sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it could be difficult for some people. I think a lot of people that go through that, I was going through a little, like, I was a little ignorant in regards to that. I wasn't kind of used to, like, you know, how things work here in Canada. And I just feel like people that generally ask questions like that, they don't pretty much spend a lot of time, like, around black people, so...
Oh yeah, when you don't spend a lot of time, like, this conversation I had with my mom was like, why are like my most indigenous kids like doing drugs and stuff like that? I'm like, mom, what you see or what you got exposed to is only what you can become. And also what you've seen before, I mean, yeah, you can become something nobody has ever seen before. That's very, very possible. That takes an immense amount of imagination.
One in a thousand.
But when you see like somebody has done something that looks like you, that creates like an impression in your head that will actually keep you going. Like, let's say when you get tired and like you don't believe like, you can accomplish it, you have more of a drive when you've seen like somebody like you have done it before. Like, let's say like you've seen black athletes at the top, like in track and field, like maybe tennis
fast. Black is black.
Black
motivated blackness. Black
tennis fast black. Black. But for on your other side, you can't really see. Let's say Indians, despite them having a billion people, you know, if they actually try, they can create the best records in the world because they have the biggest pool of athletes.
Yeah.
They have the biggest pool of athletes. Chinese can do that. They have the biggest pool of athletes. So you can create a superstar. Yeah. There must be one superstar from there. It's impossible not to have one. If everybody in China trained for track, one person will break both records. Yes. But it's things like that, like when you have not seen somebody like that. I think that maybe the first Chinese winner,
like Su.
Well, no, not Su. The guy who won the long jump in the world championships.
Oh,
yes, he's Chinese. So it's like those things when you don't really.
Wang, right?
Wang. Yeah. I don't know his first name is, but I know his last name is Wang.
That guy was good.
Oh,
was it the long jump?
Yeah,
it's the last jumping jump. He was jumping nonsense and last jump.
Last jump.
Absolutely shut on the competition.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
But the person that a little long jump runs. You know, Tentoglu guy, the guy from Greece.
Yeah,
the guy that won the one that won the Olympic champion.
Yeah,
that guy's annoying. He knows it's annoying because the way he runs, like he looks like a distance runner. One, two. When he's jogging, it's like he's not getting up speed. And then when he jumps, it's like, and then he lands, it's like 8:50. And then, Bro, how? It doesn't look it. Because when, you know, my Miguel Echevarria jumps, right?
Echevarria, you can feel it.
You can feel that this man jumped at 50.
Yes.
But this kid does just boom, boom. It looks very bland, but it fucking works. Which is one thing that's what I respect him for. But I'll go back to the things of like having a conversation. Because my mom was telling me that these people are, like, they are, I won't say this, like, people in Canada, why are they all, like, drugs on these or that? And me, I was like, there's history to this thing. The same way when we go to the US, we talk about this thing about black people, exactly. So we are doing slavery, this. Like,
yeah. You know?
No.
Bro, Merkel, before you say the what if you put yourself in that position. Okay.
I'm not going to say it. I don't have to put myself in that kind of position. Okay.
You're talking about No. I saw this blind date. It was in a car too. And it was a YouTube video. They were blindfolded, whatever. They were like vibing. It was really good. It was a really good date. They take off the blindfold. The guy, his girl was sitting in the back seat the whole time, watching the date. It was a setup.
What? Oh, that vibing!
Look, I hate those.
They didn't do. Videos. He didn't cheat.
He did. Okay, but he was talking. He was flirting. They were talking about sex. It's, they were talking about all
did
this.
They,
like,
did he make contact and sort of.
What?
Bro, it was all for the video. All for the video.
It's vibe.
For content.
No, he agreed to go on a date. That's cheating on its own. What?
Okay, well, all the issue is if he agrees to go on a date behind her back.
Yes, it was behind her back. He didn't know
she was
there.
For the content, all is fair.
Bro, people that do shit like that actually pisses me off.
That's why, like, when I saw that Simon video, you guys, Simon's latest video.
Is that when the white girl was like, oh, yeah, do you have a girlfriend? Yes, and Speedy walked out?
That one was good. Philly is the funniest one.
Sidemen just made a new video last week where they went to the US with basically only fans, girls, and porn stars that did the blind dates. Tinder date. That Tinder.
Oh, they dropped them already?
They dropped it out, yeah. And fucking Ethan, you know Ethan's girlfriend is having a baby, right?
Yeah.
And apparently Mia Malkova, if you guys know her, I think she's a porn star.
Yeah.
But she sat on. She sat on him. On him. One of the girls opened her tits, literally, and was like,
you have to sit down.
Do I have a random conversation? Next thing she was like, do you want to see my tits? He's like, sure. They had to blow it, obviously, and show it to Side Plus members, but it was already on Twitter.
Oh my god.
That fast. Brought out, do you like your brother tits? Sky Bree? Like these people look, their names sound like porn stars, like OnlyFans girls. In a way, like, next thing, Ethan's girlfriend obviously had to react to the fact that, porn is not. And me, in my mind, I'm like,
What did you say?
It was a weird. She didn't like react, like say words, but she did this weird motion around Jamie. I was so confused. I was like, "What are you doing, bitch? Like, just say what you want to say and like let it be."
No, she has to say what she says. If I heard it.
No. Ethan posted for those wondering. I'm in the doghouse or something like that. I think he was in some sort of trouble. But in my mind, I'm like, she knows he's doing it for the content and not more than that. It should not be no issues. She understands.
The girl's the one that did the thing. The guy said sure.
Oh, yeah, he didn't ask her. Oh, actually, yeah, he said sure. So
yeah,
well, to see if it was a joke. You know what I'm saying? You gotta call some people.
Whether it was a joke or not, there should be limits, obviously, but yeah. Like.
Why would he post that to put himself? Is his girl? Was his girl there when they were shooting the thing?
No, they traveled.
Why did his friend post like that part? They could have just
cut it out of this video. They're gonna get views. They're gonna get content.
That's how to promote.
That's
how they get more people on Side Plus.
Imagine to promote your life getting screwed up. Ah, that's another.
Okay, then what do you consider cheating? Like, does it have to be physical?
Anything that you and the person didn't agree. Yeah. Agree that we'll be cheating, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay,
hey.
So you have that conversation first?
Yes, okay. You must.
Once you guys become official, yeah?
If you guys are getting to that stage where you guys could be official and you guys don't know what you guys consider cheating, you guys are a walking problem.
I had that conversation once with someone, and what I said to the person.
Did you date them?
Yes or no?
We know them.
I had that conversation with someone, and what I consider cheating personally to me is if you cannot sit down here, have a conversation with me to my face and tell me what you did, then obviously you understand that in the back of your mind that that's cheating. So if I can sit down here, even if I fuck someone in the ass and I can sit down here and I can tell you to and I tell you to your face that hey,
the day Miracle will fuck somebody in the ass, we will know like this nigga will stop, be like, hey girl, wait, I gotta tell my boys. Guys, guess what?
Where's my phone? Boys, guess what I just did? But like if I can sit down and tell you like, hey, I kissed this girl, or, hey, I did this to this girl. To your face, I might not consider cheating.
Bro, some now, people will say that shit.
The person might consider cheating, and that's enough grounds for them to leave. But if I can sit down here, and like you can sit down there, and we can have this conversation face to face, and I can tell you, and I feel nothing in me. One, is it I don't care about you, or two, we're done with relationship. You are either like going to be done with me,
or you're dating yourself.
Or it's not considered cheating. Mm-hmm. That's how I believe it is. Like if you can talk to someone about it and you're not like you have no guilt and you talk about it, then it's either not cheating or you don't care about a relationship.
Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Who's that guy we were talking about? Something Tate?
Yeah.
Andrew Tate. Andrew,
he said, I don't know, do you guys agree with this? He said
I've never heard anything about
his okay, bro, if you're on TikTok said. you can't avoid him, bro. Yeah. I'm tired of
seeing you'll never avoid him.
Is he actually that good?
Do not swipe on a random video of his, because if you do, for you page is just gonna be
every other video.
Just one.
Is yours like that?
I swipe on one, bro. I saw like 8 in a row. I wanted to gouge my eyes out.
Wow.
And I can bet you $1 million that when you order the videos, when you go to the comments, there's a pinned comment that says link to Hustlers University with a link. And that person will make money from that link when you link to Hustlers University.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That is a business. Okay. Right,
this is what he said. Do you agree with this? He said, guys can cheat on girls as much as they want and still love the girl.
Oh,
because sex for guys is meaningless, but a girl can't cheat on a guy and still, like, if she cheats on a guy, she doesn't love him, it's done, whatever, because she has to have whatever.
Oh, I heard that. It was him that said that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know why he looks like that much. Oh, he was the one. I saw that video on YouTube.
He's a bald, complicated reason.
He looks like a shiny Mr. Potato.
that's an accurate description.
Bro,
with sunglasses.
He looks like Mr. Potato with sunglasses. Yeah. Bro. Yeah, he looks like Mr. Potato with sunglasses, yeah.
Do I believe that men can have like multiple like you know sexual relationships and still love their woman, but women cannot do it? That's the question. Yeah. That's what I mean.
The issue you guys might bring up, man, like, that is an extremely bad idea to like fuck different people. That's an extremely bad idea.
I mean, we're gonna have to experiment.
Man looks like a
Hernandez. I swear, he doesn't look like.
He looks like a Mr. Potato with some
mustache.
Oh, he's wearing those sunglasses too.
He looks like a Hernandez in my eyes. I swear.
Like honestly, and this is him. Like this is basically.
He's
a kickboxer.
He used to be a kickboxer. He used to be
ex-kickboxer.
But there's one thing I've noticed is that there's those people who think that, oh yeah, women, men can do, it. There's something called it's not learned this week. Perfect, I learned this like yesterday. It's called the Solomon's Paradox. That Solomon was really good at giving advice to other people. And people forget the mistakes he made. Like, he was the wisest man to other people. Like, he would give you advice as to what you do. When it came to him, he was really bad at making advice, at making decisions. He was ridiculous. 150 wives and maybe 800 concubines or 500 wives and 800 concubines.
You imagine 800 wives and 200 concubines. He had 1,000.
Oh, yeah. Correct. And I put it, he had too many women. That's the issue. That is a walking bad decision. No matter
too many women is always too many. Two women is too many women in general. One woman is too many sometimes. Let's be honest.
One woman is too many women. Yeah, exactly.
1,000.
It's
moving, man.
It was really bad at making decisions. That ultimately led to demise. Because the person who ruled Solomon after... I think Israel split up after Solomon's reign, right?
Somebody picked up after it.
Yeah, no, but no, Israel...
Oh, yeah, Israel split up after...
Yes. Because of his... Ultimately led to the demise of his kingdom.
His name was free.
If you think about it, whether men can... You can... See, people always want to do things and not ask consequences. You can fuck two women, yes, but the consequences are one of them can be mad and scratch your car. Another one can be mad and put keys in your car. Another one can be willing to go to jail and your car will be on fire by next tomorrow. So if you think about, even if that applies to consequences, be careful as to what you do. That's all. I mean, it means like, the way I'm very risk averse, the way I'm seeing it, if you put too much risk on yourself, on your house born, but you can also succeed by risk. So it depends on how much, how risk are you willing to get with all those women. So that's how I see it.
I personally think that we're all human beings. So if you can say that, okay, this is one of the few cases where I think that equality is
needed.
Yes, it's needed. Like if you say that a man can do it and will not feel it and will not feel attracted to them at the end of the day or any of those kind of things, bro. If you sleep with someone today and you enjoyed it too much, you come back tomorrow. It's simple as that. Like, so if you chill with her today and you enjoyed it so much, you do it tomorrow. So there's nothing like you can be in this kind of relationship with this person and not be attracted to them or anything. You're only not attracted if it was bad. Yeah. Man or woman, it don't change.
Not attracted, but you say what? Like
you don't have feelings or you don't love. That's because it was really terrible. It was a terrible, like, meeting relationship in general. It didn't work out well. That's the only reason why.
Maybe it was good, but the person opens their mouth and you don't want to talk to them. You don't have any type of attraction for them, but just,
I just remember what meme.
That may be where he's coming from, where he says that, you know, that men can have it, because sometimes when we're opening your mouth, maybe you don't want to listen to them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know,
but a man's mouth is
technically almost always closed. Men at length be conditioned to shut up.
No.
Yeah, some niggas didn't shut up though.
Okay, you two didn't give your opinion.
Nah, Paul. Paul has an opinion, but Paul's gonna hold it dearly. Paul's hold his opinion dearly.
Are you gonna let us know your opinion, Paul?
I'm good.
Okay. Abdul, do you have any? Okay.
Well, Abdul has nothing.
You might get an opinion off the mic, maybe.
No. But one thing I can say about this is just that. Your action always have consequences, you know what I'm saying? I have whole friends, a lot of them, and I've seen where their dick has taken them. So, sure, you can sleep with a lot of women, but a lot of time it comes with a lot of baggage. Can you handle it? Whether you're a guy or a woman, I even have female friends that do the same thing, and some of them are pregnant right now. They got kids. You know, single parents now, and they got to raise the kid by themselves, or... Even if they have a kid, the guy that they slept with probably doesn't have anything going on for themselves. Like, I had some of my friends that would cry, you know what I'm saying? Just talking about it and just talking about the situation. So, you know what I'm saying? What I'm trying to say is, bro, like, your action always have consequences. So, it doesn't matter who can sleep with who the most. It's just, like, you have to think through your choices and make better decisions. I guess that's my opinion regarding this.
Okay. This week, Ashley, Ash.
Don't get it twisted.
Ash.
She about to slap Bester right there. But the look she did, she was like, Say that one more time. I dare you.
Ash, remember last time you plugged your... Not last time. Ashley. Ash.
Ah.
See, my brain says Ash. And the next thing he goes is Lee. I don't know why. Like, is that her glasses?
Yeah.
That's cool.
They look bad on you.
You know what I'm about to say next, right? Put it on. Let me see how they look at you.
I want you to tell me. I already know.
What? Oh, you already know. Okay, then no need for me to say it if you already know it. Okay, Lester, go on. She already knows it. We don't have to say it, Lester. Just go on. Lester, why did you look? He looked like that video of that guy that came out of the side of the tree, the one in yellow suits. You know, when you're close to the cookout and the food has already started being made.
the ahaha guy.
That's the best thing. Let me hold it back and let's eat.
So, you dropped your. Where can they find you?
Exactly. OnlyFans. Sorry.
No.
Not yet.
No, not ever. Okay, good. You find me on
times are tough.
guys, I think she's a quality woman. That's all I have.
Thanks, Miracle.
Yeah, well, America can be nice sometimes. Huh? That's cute.
Sometimes.
All right, go ahead. Ash, go ahead. Sorry.
Instagram at Ash and Fawn. ASHNFON.
No, it's not Ash. It's Ashley. On Instagram.
That's all you do. Wow, guys.
I think she's on Snapchat too.
I think she's a caller.
But she acts white on Snapchat.
That's a waste of time. She might not want to.
Besto, how are you missing my jokes,
she
man?
She might not want to plug her. She might not want to plug her Snapchat. Yeah, makes sense that she doesn't want to plug that.
I just dropped two like and you look confused.
Actually, you want to drop a freestyle for us while you leave?
No.
You already got the glasses on. You might as well just finish it.
DJ Ash.
Yeah.
DJ Ash. Are you
she got the bandana on too.
I know. She's like a popular road thug.
But I only did it because the choir was taking a trip to Cuba, and then COVID happened, so it got canceled. So I dropped the class.
Nice. That's
what a cool.
I was sitting in the back and just hum.
That's it. That is people are needed for those kind of roles. I'm telling
you. No, it was actually bad because every month you'd have to do a singing test on the song we were learning, like just you and the teacher alone in the room.
How'd you pass
it? And when it came to that, I didn't pass one. Really? I passed them 94. I was just bullshitting my way through. I'd act like I was nervous or something, and like messing up the words, and really I just didn't know just it.
She's a whole actor. You should have went to.
You should have gone drama class then.
You should have done that.
You can get away with anything in high school. You can just call mental illness or anxiety or something. Honestly. You can get through most things in high school. Let's be honest. It's true.
Okay, but a lot of people actually do have it. So.
Yeah, people do have it. I know, but I'm just saying that people can get away with it, like doing that.
A lot of people fake it.
Okay. Thank you for coming to this week's episode. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you, Miracle. Thank you, Ash. Sorry. Thank you, Miracle.
Weston.
Thank you, Paul.
We need to have it hammered into your head.
Thank you, Abdul. Thank you, Bestin.
What the fuck is going on?
Okay, actually, before we end, actually, you've reached the end of another episode of Ransom Pekins.
You can hit us up on our email at ransompekins@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at ransompekins.
And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Have a good evening.
Peace.